is how I'm gonna talk. How'd I do?
It was good. The levels were fine. We're still a little high. Oh, God! Oh, everything just peaked.
What did you do?
I apologize. The dogs bumped the stand. The vibrations picked it up. So, yeah, if you hear barking or me going, holy shit, stop that!
Well, we haven't started yet.
Oh, we have.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Was how we started?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, like that's, the last, that's last 5 seconds of
it. I don't care.
Anyway, welcome back.
I gotta work. Oh, okay.
Oh my God, they're so energetic right now. That's gonna be a problem.
They were so calm, like, they before were we started.
30 seconds ago, they were so calm.
One of them's under the table. Anyway, so you got puppies.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got 2 puppies. They make me very paranoid and anxious.
Yep, it's super funny.
Because I feel like I cannot get anything accomplished because I feel like I have to have an eye on them. What? You're right. I feel like I have to have an eye on them 24/7.
Right. Yeah, no, I've been there when I had my puppy.
Yep, that's going to be a thing.
Ding! Yeah. So, that's smart. So.
Oh my God, this is going to be a thing, isn't it?
Yep.
Hey guys, you want to go outside?
One of them's hiding under your table.
Come on! Come on! Meow! Meow! Okay.
Now they're playing.
Now they're playing outside. Okay, cool.
So.
And here she'll back in. Okay, anyway. So yeah, I feel like I have to keep an eye on them 24/7. Which I know is probably, I'm making it out worse than it needs to be, but...
They're puppies. How old are they?
They're about to be 12 weeks next week.
Wow, three months.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, we got them fresh out of the baby factory.
I mean, when I got Tara, which was my dog, for those who didn't know, which is everybody.
except for Tony, who I think is the only person that listens.
So,
not a lie, I think we got a couple of people.
Her eyes weren't even open, basically, when I picked her.
Oh, okay, when you picked her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rescue?
Well, she picked me. No, it was from a family of people I knew in California.
Oh, okay, so friends or whatever.
Friends, yeah. So, yeah.
It's a rescue.
It kind of. I mean, they would have kept her. Maybe. I don't know. Her mom tried to kill her. Shut up.
This is the episode of interruptions. Yeah.
All right, so I got a guy who needs to know how to log into his time at home. I guess he forgot to do his time when he left.
Oh, well.
So I'll send him a text saying I'll send you a link when I get home. Her eyes weren't even open yet, and the only reason I picked her is because I held every single one of them, and I, like, held her, and then she just started licking my chin. I'm like, you're my dog.
There you go. She was a good dog.
Oh, yeah.
I liked Tara.
Very protective of her friends.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
And
she was a big dog, too.
She was real big.
She was. Your crate was about at least waist high.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was never closed. Yeah. She just laid in it.
Which is good, which is why we're trying to get them to the same standard.
Yeah, I mean, basically, it's a closed bed.
Yeah,
pretty much. A place. And, like, I would just come home. It's just their neighborhood dog.
I was just making sure. We're seeing how they were reacting to the dogs.
Yeah. So, like...
Tara's like... You're not Tara. Dear God, now you got me doing it. Kira's like, what the fuck was that? Anyway.
They are concerned. But, like, I got her to the point where I could just, you know, go point and... She'd go lay down in there, and I'm like, all right, stay, and I'd go do something, come back, and she'd still be in there. I'm like, all right, come on. And then she'd come out, and so.
Yeah, these won't be like that until 2 or 3 years, because they're... Jesus Christ! Okay, and they're safe.
What?
Jesus.
Hello.
I'm glad the door was open.
Yeah.
Now
they're over here by me going, you're my friend.
And they're
going
to be very high-energy dogs.
Oh, yeah, because they're little.
They're little, and they're big ol'.
Yep.
Foxhound. You can tell in Gwen, she's a little bit of a chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
Her eyes look like she's always concerned.
Yeah.
Have you seen her eyes? She always looks concerned.
She did a nice surprise attack there. I was like, attack.
Yeah. But yeah, we got them. Ours are rescued. We actually lucked up on getting them. Mm-hmm. Because we've been looking at dogs. Jessica actually didn't want puppies because they are work. And she wanted to get an older dog who... Stop eating the ground! She wanted an older puppy dog that was already trained. So pretty much we could leave the house for a little bit longer than we can leave these guys right now, but...
I guess. Sorry, I'm going to cut you off. Yes, the guy who needed me to help with his time card, he's like, my time is done. My wife thinks we are missing a week because we had 2 week time cards. Mm-hmm. So.
So you're like, I'll look at it later.
I mean, I'll look at it tomorrow when I go in on my day off.
What?
I haven't had a day, my actual day off since the year began.
Dear Lord, man.
I don't know.
That's crazy stupid.
It is what it is. Work is work.
It is.
Pays the bills.
My sister, hopefully this will pay the bills at some
point.
Yeah,
you know, one day.
But anyway.
So.
Yeah, they were rescued, and the lady who had the mama, so the mama was dropped off at a shelter or something in Scottsboro, and they got, somehow, the organization... Friends for Rescue got her, and the lady we knew was the foster home, but we didn't know her at the time, or we didn't know at the time who it was. We just saw the dogs on there, and she saw my wife's name pop across in the application or whatever, and so she pretty much messaged us, "Are you the same, you know, person that she knew?" And it was like, "Holy shit, yeah!" So I think that's honestly one of the only reasons that we. We're able to adopt one. Kara? Where the fuck is she going?
She's looking at something.
She is. Kara. Come. Good girl. So pretty much, I think almost everybody on our sides have dogs.
Yep.
Because the neighbors have two dogs. The Lewis people behind us have two dogs. That's all I know. So, yeah, not on all sides of us. Anyway.
I don't meet my neighbors, so it's all good.
Well, I just hear them.
Yeah.
Anyway, So we had Kira picked out. Yeah, I'm talking about you. We had her picked out, and we had seen the others. Most everybody had been taken and all this, except for her, Gwen. But she, apparently the website was weird, and they didn't put all six of the litter on there. They only put, like, four. Who knows why. But then, you know, she had a home, then it fell through, and then we adopted her.
Okay.
So, I think it's less stressful because there's two, but it's also more stressful.
Yeah.
Because there's two.
The good thing about having two is they can
entertain
each other.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely agree because there's no way we would be able to entertain... one to the amount that it needs.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That'll help. That'll help. But
so
you got a good start on training. So
they're super smart.
Yeah.
Sometimes probably going to be too smart for their own good.
I just kicked that. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Then it definitely probably popped.
Yeah.
8 minutes in. Okay. Yep. Cool.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. But so yeah. So you have a magic trick.
Yeah, so I was at work a while ago, a couple weeks ago, and I went in, normal day.
Go ahead, continue. Sorry.
I jumped
because it's 5 o'clock, it's feeding time.
Oh, okay.
So you go ahead and continue, I'm going to feed.
Okay, so I went in, my truck was parked in a normal spot, and when I say a normal spot... I park in a parking spot that's basically a line of 3 parking spots. One is against the building, to my back, and then there's also like a little offshoot of my building that has a door for a break room.
Mm-hmm.
That's about 5 feet away from my passenger door.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very important to the story.
Okay.
That offshoot then flattens out, and then there's a whole new line of cars there. So basically, I'll draw this on the table real fast.
Okay.
There's one line here, the building shoots out, and then there's another line.
Okay.
And there's about a 5-foot gap.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So now that you have a visual in your head.
And where do you? Where were you in that?
So room? I am right here.
Okay.
Next to the building, 5 feet away.
The building is on your left-hand side.
Is it? Yep. Left-hand side.
If you're backing into the parking spot.
Which I back into my parking spot.
Okay.
There is also, in this parking lot, the little concrete stops that prevent you from going too far back.
Yes.
That's also important.
Okay. But your tail end goes further back.
Right.
But there's only grass behind you, right?
No, there's a building.
There's a building. But there's no more parking spots.
There's
it's not like it's a back
building to my left.
Yeah.
A truck to my right, and a building behind me.
Gotcha.
And Nothing in front.
And you're facing the parking lot.
I'm facing the parking lot.
Gotcha.
So a guy comes in, he's like, Nate, you drive the gray Tundra? I'm like, yeah. He's like, somebody hit your truck. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, somebody's Jeep hit your truck. I'm like, this is what I need. So I go out. I'm like, all right, so somebody hit the front of my truck. Let's see what the problem is. I come out. There's a Jeep parked on my passenger door.
What?
Which was a 5 foot gap between the building and my passenger door. So he came from across the parking lot. We have a center lane. Mm-hmm. And it's only back line, front line with a center lane. So he came in, parked, left it in drive. It popped out, went backwards at an angle, hit the concrete barrier thing, turned 90 degrees and right into my passenger truck. Missed someone else's truck bed and the building. And there's probably about a foot gap if you put the two gaps on each side from the truck and the building around that Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
And it just perfectly hit my passenger door.
Wow.
So.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and neither of us were in our vehicles.
So who's at... He's at fault.
He's at fault. His insurance company is taking care of it, or he is. And it's...
Yeah.
So they... Insurance company's like, oh, yeah, you got... they'll call you in like one day, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, sweet. That was like last week. And I go,
where's the phone call?
Where's the phone call? So I call the insurance company today and I'm like, yeah, they're supposed to call. They didn't. It's like, oh, yeah, oh, that's someone canceled. Why is that? Oh, we didn't have your number. I'm like,
you didn't have my number, so you canceled it?
Yeah, it's like, I gave you my number when I called the first time and you just recited it back to me. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. I think she's... Nope.
Now, if you're not stuck, just... get out or do something. Anyway.
So. Yep. It was exciting.
But there's no record of... But they finally...
Yeah, so they should be calling me back. If they don't, I will be like, what the... And then get my insurance company involved to go after them.
Now, shouldn't you have called your insurance company to begin with as well? To be like, hey...
I don't know. No idea.
Okay.
I mean, the last time my truck was hit, when the drunk driver hit the truck while it was in the street,
mm-hmm.
In the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I did get my insurance company involved to go after him, because he was out of his mind.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think I had to pay my deductible there, but I think that people were saying if I got him involved this time, I might have to. So, I don't know.
That doesn't make sense.
That makes no sense to me. So.
Wait, his insurance company said that?
No, people at work. So. What do I know?
I don't know.
I mean, I've only been hit once before now.
Yeah.
So.
That's
crazy. It is what it is. So. I mean, I was playing Fortnite, so obviously I'm now playing Apex Legends.
Woot. I think I'm actually going to pick that one up if I can. Now, I'm probably going to do it for PC, though.
Oh, don't.
Why?
You'll get destroyed.
In PC?
Yeah.
Wouldn't PC be better?
No. I mean, it'd be better, but you will get murdered.
Okay.
The skill level on PC is way higher.
Isn't it cross-platform, though?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, Fortnite is. It's like everything.
Yeah, but Fortnite, it took time for that.
Okay. I don't know. It's free, so it's not like it's going to cost anything.
No, but... They're under your... Nose under concrete right there.
Huh?
No, nose is under concrete right there.
Oh, because that's a watch me dig your hole.
Oh, goofer? Squirrel?
Nope.
Oh, that's right. Squirrels only make holes in California.
Chipmunks. What?
You never...
No.
Oh, in the desert of California,
yeah.
Squirrels make holes.
Okay.
In the ground.
Why?
Because there are trees.
Then why are there squirrels in California?
I don't know. I mean, why are there snakes in Hawaii? People are stupid and bring them.
Wouldn't there be snakes in Hawaii anyway?
No. There were not snakes in Hawaii.
What?
Look it up.
What? I'd be pissed as an islander.
I think it's similar to, like, hogs, too.
Hogs?
Yeah. Like
to Hawaii?
Mm-hmm.
Or just in general?
Like, this one I could be wrong about. Like, big old boars.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're native to Hawaii.
Well, that's why we have kudzu, because dumbass engineers. That's not us. That's like, yeah, I know, it was scary. Stop it.
Be like.
She's like.
I'm brave. I'm brave.
I will sit in the doorway brave. But you could tell they did not like that because the hair is on the back of their neck. Yeah. They're like, what the fuck?
It's allowed. No.
But they are used to different dogs because the person that was fostering them had like two or three different dogs.
Okay.
So they're used to different dogs. Granted, that's probably a different bark of, I fucking hate you bark.
Yeah, that was which
doesn't make sense because it's two different dogs over there, so.
Who knows?
I don't know. The owners, for all we know, could be bastards.
Yeah. Who knows?
The dogs inherited that. So. But I thought about getting Apex. Just because.
I play as Mirage. He's my main. I like bamboozling people with my clone. It's a lot of fun.
We're going to talk about other YouTubers for a second.
Okay.
No names.
I don't watch a lot of YouTube.
Yes, you... I do not like what happened to that one channel we like or watch. What the fuck happened?
Oh, the news one.
Yeah, news one. It's so the Rooster Teeth is the company, but Rooster Teeth got bought out by Clear Channel. No, something. What was the name of it? It's a bigger one.
It was Freeform, but it's not them anymore.
I know.
They got bought out again.
Anyway, but everybody's been acquired. Like, there's five or six things that have been acquired.
Yep.
And they had a news one, which was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of their other channels that they partner with / bought / I'm not sure what took over the news one. And I don't like that format, and I don't necessarily care for them in that kind of format.
Well, you know there's an easy way to fix that.
What?
Make your own.
But I liked who was doing that. That's the thing. It's not like I'm like, oh, I can make a better one. I don't care about that. It was just I liked watching that channel.
Yeah.
And now it's completely changed because now they've changed the YouTube name,
mm-hmm.
as well as the symbol. And apparently the people that are fucking working there don't even fucking work there anymore, even though they're apparently still there, because their first video was like, we still got blah, 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 but I've yet to see them do any of it.
I've heard a couple of them on the phone once.
On the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, like they called them in?
Yeah, because they're in two different places.
Yeah. I don't understand why they took over, period.
Yeah.
Why didn't they just make their own other channel of that, or put it on their same channel? Why did they have to take over that one?
Yeah.
I'm asking.
I don't know.
God bless it. You're supposed to be like one of their Prime members or whatever.
I am a Prime member, or a first member.
First member.
I watch the
content. They don't talk about that?
No, not really.
Okay.
I mean, since we started doing this, I pulled back a lot on some of their stuff.
Oh, just to not get
yeah.
the same ideas?
Yeah.
Makes sense. I only watch their content. I don't watch their...
Yeah, I don't watch any of their casts. I watch some recaps of some of the live streams for the mm-hmm. games. Because, as you know, that's the one side I do want to do. Mm-hmm. Is the gaming stuff when I get the chance. And I think I need a new computer. Or upgrade my computer.
What?
Yeah,
that was a fairly new computer.
In 2012.
Mm.
So.
Touché.
So that's something I'm looking at doing. One of the reasons why I'm working a lot. It's to get some new computer hardware stuff, which I'm just about there. But yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. Going back on our last podcast, Iris West is a fucking bitch.
I haven't seen the latest episode.
You haven't seen the latest episode?
No.
Oh!
We're talking about Grodd versus
Killer Shark. No, that one isn't out yet.
Should be. I think it came out to Tuesday.
I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know. No. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay, go with this first, and then I'm going to ask you a question.
The one with X going back and forth in time. Like, she only went back an hour. She went back 52 times, and every time she went back to change the storyline with Cicada, he always killed somebody else.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it. Sorry. I'll watch it. Have you finished Young Justice yet?
No.
Bitch. Try to give me shit.
Because you're supposed to be the one that actually is up on this shit.
I mean, they're not canceling the next season of Arrow is the last season.
Really?
Yeah, they're ending it. Season 8's only going to be 10 episodes long.
Why aren't they canceling it this time?
They're not canceling it. They're just...
Is it actually coming to a conclusion?
Conclusion.
Yeah. Okay.
They may still bring in the characters every once in a while.
Yeah.
Into other shows.
Yeah.
Definitely probably for crossovers, but that's probably it.
But yes, Iris West is a fucking bitch.
That's probably true.
Continue. All right. What was your question?
So, switching gears from DC to Marvel, are you going to go see Captain Marvel?
I don't know. I've heard weird controversy about it.
It's trolls being trolls, man.
But my thing is, granted, I've only heard her statement or whatever.
The rumors I've heard is Brie Larson's a bitch.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too. I haven't seen any.
I actually have a...
I want to see it.
YouTube video queued up. It's basically saying all the other cast members hate her from Avengers. So I'm curious to see what that... What that comes out to be, but I'm...
But
I'm like 90% sure it's trolls being trolls.
Maybe. But it was like... One of the things was like, this is the first female-led superhero. I'm like, Wonder Woman.
Right. And
what the fuck do you mean?
Wonder Woman was great. Yeah. And then they did a whole bunch of other stuff. There's a whole channel that was dedicated to, like, female leads. And so they brought up Underworld, Aliens. It's it's about time.
And see, that's the reverse trolls being trolls of, like, it's the first woman superhero. I'm like... Or female lead movie, and I'm like, you're idiots.
Yeah, it's like, you know. It's...
Yeah, no, I don't get it either.
I watch a lot of the troll stuff just so I can yell at the screen going, you're a fucking moron!
Yeah. But it's like... I mean, I don't care to watch it. I'll watch it.
I already know what's going to happen.
Even if the movie does poorly, they still need it for Endgame.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to do poorly. Kevin Feige did come out and say like a while ago that Captain Marvel is going to be the most powerful character that they've got.
Yeah.
And I'm like, eh.
I don't know. Because you know at the end of Ant-Man and Wasp.
That would have been cool. She would have kicked his ass.
Awesome. There would have been no contest.
Yeah, it would have been
she
great.
She would have won.
It would have been great.
He would have been like, ow, stop doing that. You're messing with the microphone. Dear Lord, dog. She was sniffing and
she's like, I love
it.
You.
Yeah, she does. She does. She's got a spoon on her face. But at the end where he goes into the quantum dimension,
yep.
Well, you know that's a thing that's going to be there to defeat Thanos.
Maybe.
Yeah, come on. Why would he go in? He's going to be used at the end game for that.
I mean, have you seen the trailer?
No. Of course not. We've already had this discussion.
The teaser trailer?
Nope.
Okay.
Haven't seen it for Game of Thrones either.
It's so good. I mean, it's confusing as shit, but it's so good.
But see, the thing, like, people are like, well, it's just a teaser trailer. It's like, things are spoiled just by what they're wearing.
Ish.
Yeah. Think about it.
I mean...
Oh, I heard there's some far-out theories on one of the channels that I watch. I think it was actually Watch Mojo, where they do their top 10, whatever.
Yeah.
And one of them was far-out theories of Game of Thrones. One was Littlefinger's not dead.
He dead.
She could use his, well...
She can use his face.
She can use his face, but also, like, they were like, there's one thing that you missed in one of the episodes where some woman was talking to him and he gives her a coin. Maybe he paid a faceless man to be him for a day. I don't know.
Who knows?
But anyway, I'm like, I don't really care because it's fucking Littlefinger.
He did.
It's, if there's another Littlefinger, Arya's going to be like, okay, I'll kill you too.
You dead.
Yeah. So, but the second one was fucking hilarious. It's not true. It'd be amazing if it was. Sir Davos is like, he technically has the Azor Ahai prophecy because of salt and ashes or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that kind of makes sense. So it'd be awesome if he was actually on the Iron Throne.
Really fun. It'd be fitting. He would be, he's like the one, him and Jon Snow are like the two that are like, I don't want power, but would take it to just, to do it.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of,
it has to be done.
Yeah. They see the job and then they have to do it.
And he came from nothing?
Yeah. So there's a comparison shot of season one, Ned sitting on the Iron Throne, and season eight, Jon Snow sitting on the Iron Throne, and people are like, oh my god, he's gonna die. It's like, it's like, nah, dude, you gotta look. Ned's looking down and loosely holding his sword. Jon's like looking at the camera like, bring it, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So it's people making stinks over nothing.
Yeah. It may be foreshadowing for something.
Yeah.
But it's at the same time, yeah.
But
like,
they basically, every character that's alive is sitting on the Iron Throne.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, in that shot or some shit. Yeah,
in the posters. So.
Yeah.
They even had the Night King sitting on the Iron Throne.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's... it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, because I think the Night King is... he's got to be a Greenseer. Or something to that effect. Kind of like what Bran is. Or it could be that he... I don't know if he is Bran.
No, they showed in... Was it either 7 or 6... how he was made.
True. Well, yeah, ish.
So he may be a Stark.
Oh, yeah. The books are not... They're not necessarily going with the books, because they talked about one character, the Night King. Or Night King. And he's the Night King. Something like that. Which, wait. One of the two, but there is one...
They've combined some stuff with the whites and the others and stuff. They have done.
But it was like the Night King who was married an undead girl, a White Walker.
Yeah.
And all that shit. And they're thinking that they're the same and he is a Stark and all that bullshit. It may be, but they haven't really let into it in the other seasons. And they haven't dropped the hints.
No, so I don't think they're going to. I think the Night King's just going to be the threat that's coming.
Yeah.
They're not going to... I'd be surprised if they give him any more background than what they've already given him.
Especially, like, going into the last season. You're like, there's so much bullshit. And that's the other thing, is with what the books say about the Golden Company, I don't think they're going to introduce another character at the very last season.
No.
Even though he is the one who leads the Golden Company.
Yeah.
Because that would be fucking hilarious if it was like, what? He's dead. Oh. Well, this shit's mine, then.
Yeah.
Mercenaries, turn on Cersei, and I'm taking my throne.
Yeah. Nah, it's...
That would actually be very funny.
Yeah. But, they're going with the characters they've got, and they're going to ride them to the end.
So it'll be interesting to see how they actually tune it out.
Yeah.
I don't know. They play hard and they sleep hard.
They snore?
Not very loudly. Mm. If they do, it's not very often.
I mean, they're straight up playing. They sound vicious, but they're straight up playing.
Yeah.
Maybe.
They are. The tails are wagging. But see, sometimes Gwyn will be dominant in the play fights because Kira's tail will be tucked under. I don't know what that means, but sometimes it happens, and I don't know what that means.
Mm.
But anyway... Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Skyrim.
Nice.
It's about the only thing I've been playing, but that's because it's on the Switch.
Yeah, I haven't been playing a lot of anything except Apex Legends when I get a chance.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a lot. It's only pretty much only on the weekends.
Really?
Yeah.
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 Well, I think the camera setup is going to work for us for gaming. We just have to get time to get everybody together, or at least us two.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of two-player games we can play.
Yeah.
And figure out things. Did you get the camera?
Yeah, it's at my house. I was going to bring it here.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I knew you said you were going to.
I got it. Did? It's okay. At my house.
We'll see how that works, too.
Okay.
Or you can play around with it and see how it works. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much tapped out right now.
I got a little nothing. It's been a pretty boring 2 weeks, so.
True story.
A lot of work.
But, yeah, we'll see how Marvel is.
Yep.
I'm glad they didn't really explain it. I watched a video on who's the better superhero or something like that. It was Shazam versus Captain Marvel.
You mean Captain Marvel versus Captain Marvel?
Yeah. But that's one of the things they talked about is they changed Shazam's name so there wasn't confusion. But I'm like, why did they change his name? Besides the confusion, why did they change his name?
Yeah.
And did they just, like, retro? Did they destroy the universe and be like, okay, now it's called Shazam. Captain Marvel never existed as a man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it's DC and Marvel again. And to be fair, in Marvel, there was a male Captain Marvel for a long time.
Mm-hmm. But that's who Shazam was.
No, not in Marvel.
Wait. You're right. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Shazam is DC Captain Marvel, which is basically a mythological Superman with magic.
Yeah. Well, so. They got sued over that because they thought it was...
Yeah. So, well, yeah, and he was a different comic company altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard... What the fuck is the name of that movie? There's a movie out that's basically if Superman was raised in Kansas and was a psychopath.
It's a movie?
Yeah, it's going to be a movie, and it's written by James Gunn, or directed by James Gunn.
What?
Yeah.
How did they get the rights to it?
It's not really Superman.
Okay, it's just a super person.
He's very similar to power structure to Superman, though.
Wait, where was he born again?
He was born on another planet.
No, I meant like... As in,
oh, I don't know. It's like...
Did you say he was in Kansas again?
Well, hold on. I'll look at my
phone. Because isn't that the same
thing? I don't know if he's in Kansas or not.
Okay. Because wouldn't it be the same as their alternate reality Superman?
I mean, it could be.
Him being in the USSR?
This guy is straight up psychopath.
Really?
Yeah. As a kid. Library. Mm-hmm. Brightburn.
Don't know anything about it.
Yeah. It looks very interesting. I probably won't go see it, but it looks very interesting.
I don't know if I'll watch it in theaters. I don't see a lot of things in theaters.
Yeah, I may get it on Blu-ray or rent it or something, but yeah, it looks...
Are they doing dinner beforehand for the movie?
No idea.
Nobody answered the question.
No. So. Yeah, no idea. Probably... I don't know.
Yeah.
I may have to work, so who knows. I'll be there at the movie, but I may have to work beforehand.
Very cool. But... I'm good.
I'm good.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen.
And ladies.
Have a great day.
Yep.
Bye.
Peace.